no oar, or no blade to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon, and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Halzine Heffy. Armed with the shield of knowledge, charged with charity, and determined to assist those seeking the joy of home ownership in obtaining the American dream. Just a reminder, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. Or you may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. REACH counselors tell us you may become a homeowner before the end of this year. To get started, call the good folks at REACH and let the staffers and counselors know that you want to buy a home. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Well, coming up on today's show, tips for home buyers and how the correct information will make the home buying journey a bit more pleasant. And Pat Tracy, the executive director of REACH, joins us with some mind-boggling credit score facts. Then news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. You know, when it comes to headlines, he shoots straighter than William Tell gaming on an Apple computer, and it's not on top of his head. And this week's Our House segment could save you thousands of dollars and keep your home termite-free. The termites aren't free, just the advice. And, of course, REACH Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. But first, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, REACH Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you very much there, Senor Jefe.
Woo-hoo.
Well, here's what's going on. Hurricane season starts tomorrow, and you can save a whole bunch of money if you start stocking up on supplies right now, because Florida is having a hurricane preparedness sales tax holiday. It's going on now through Saturday. We have a list of things that you can save money on that I will share with you during the newscast, like a generator and general supplies. Let's hope that you won't have to use the generator. It'd be nice to have it. And if you plan ahead, you can save yourself some money and protect your home, too. Speaking of homes, a Palm Beach County address grew more valuable again this year. But, of course, that means that property tax bills are likely to go up as well. South Florida is near the mid-2004 price level in real estate, but it's still 35% lower than it was at the peak of the market in December of 2006. Sometime during the month of June, the 100,000 Homes Campaign, which is an initiative launched 4 years ago to help communities around the country place 100,000 chronically homeless people into permanent homes, say they are going to meet their milestone sometime during this month. We'll have the story. Florida had the nation's highest foreclosure rate in the month of April, even though it was lower than the same time last year. We have numbers from Realty Track about that. And speaking of foreclosure, a judge has turned down actor Burt Reynolds' request to throw out a foreclosure on his Florida home in Hope Sound. So you see, it can happen to anybody. And finally, local cops made a rather unusual find when they did a drug bust on a home in Port St. Lucie. They found an obese raccoon that was zip-tied into a bird cage. We'll have that whole story, too. It's all coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Holy mackerel. I can't wait to hear that. Well, when we return, Pat Tracy joins us with the lowdown on HUD and FHA guidelines and how you can take advantage of the new rules and guidelines that they have. So stay with us, because the force is with us, and we don't like playing around with the force. The last time I did, I was hitting the head with a bell.
Ain't got no home, no place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back?
Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, still your host and housing heffy, with a message just for those seeking their little piece of the American dream. You know, if you're looking to buy a home using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. There are more than 10 home ownership classes included in REACH's annual educational membership program. They average between $25 and $49 per course. This curriculum educates homeowners and home buyers on the basics of purchasing, owning, and maintaining a home. And REACH's credit management workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues and help you get back on a sound credit track. That's why REACH bundled 2 free credit checks per year in the membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational homebuyer programs, you would normally pay $250. But for a limited time, a very limited time, REACH is offering REACH Radio listeners the REACH Educational Membership Program for only $99. Did I say that right, $99? I did. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on REACH Radio. That's an easy thing. Just call the good folks at REACH today and tell them you would like to sign up for their educational membership program. Their toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at REACH right now. Their toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Well, our first guest today needs no introduction, but we're going to give her one anyway. She's the boots on the ground, the leader of the pack, the queen of the Nile, and the executive director of REACH, Pat Tracy. Welcome to your show.
Thank you, Alan.
Always good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I think you have more information than WikiLeaks. You've been in the real estate business for just about all your life, right?
A long time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And you have, I would say you've cornered the market somehow. You have really put together the REACH organization in first-class style.
Well, I like helping people, so that's what we've done, what we put together. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about credit, because credit is so important in buying anything, buying a car, buying a home. And I wanted you to think back, Alan, when you and I grew up, I don't think they had a credit score.
No.
But today they have a credit score because they thought it would be fairer for underwriting if everything was analyzed on a basis for score. But in many ways, it hurts individuals. The credit score was used in a lot of the homes that did go into foreclosure. They only looked at a credit score. And if you know how to make your credit score work, they didn't check income. They didn't check anything. They just did a credit score and made a loan based on that. So it drops from common sense.
Right. I think they were just using the computer because it's easier to work with a number. You can't really sit down and have a conversation with the computer and say, how are you doing? I remember one time I went to Sears to get a credit card, and you actually had to go to Sears. And upstairs in the back of the Sears store was the credit department. And you had to sit down and talk to someone and get your information over to them. Today, let's just look at the number.
Well, a lot of the people, there were some straw buyers where in large communities in Palm Beach County, they went into Miami, paid the guy a little bit for his credit score, used him to overinflate prices, do loans that they knew would go into foreclosure. So his credit was ruined, homes were lost, and it was all based on somebody just looking at a credit score. So with that said, I'd like to tell you kind of how to make your credit score better since it's become so important rather than people. So we want to look at that a little bit. And I know when you talk to people, they say, pay your bills on time. But what does that really mean with a credit score? Paying your bills on time for the credit bureau means every 30 days they roll a tape. They can't report you unless you're 30 days late. So if you're 15 days, get that payment in. If you're 20 days, get that payment in, even if you have a late charge with it, because the credit bureau cannot report it as late unless it's over 30 days.
Right.
Yeah, so it's very important. Don't get discouraged if you're behind 5, 10, 15 days and you have a little late payment, a little late interest. You will not be reported late on your credit report.
But still, you don't want to get into the habit of missing those payments because eventually that'll catch you and you'll get hooked. And
that is. But some people have to make a decision and then they think, I'm down. It's going to be late anyway. I've lost everything. And they just don't pay. And they should pay as long as it's within the 30-day window. It's not going to impact your credit score, which has become so huge today. Little things can get your score points up. For instance, if you have a maximum $300 approval, the little tiny cards that come out and they give you $300, if you keep that balance within $100, a third of what you could, showing you don't use all the credit you have available to you, you are going to get the highest score that you can. Another thing people do sometimes is they look at their credit cards and they say, oh, I haven't used this one in a long time. These are old cards, so I'm going to go in and totally clear them out. I'm going to close them out. You never close out your oldest credit. That is what's based on your score. So keep that old credit running. That's your credit history. Also, if you have a choice between five cards, keeping them all at a third of the balance, or one card, making it total balance, you're much better with five.
Sure, because you have a lower balance average on your cards, and that's how they determine the score.
Well, and they determine it by the capacity of credit you have available that you do not use.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's very important. Just to remember, don't close out your old cards. Pay everything within your 30 days, even if it's 30 days after. And also one other quick tip, because I know I see little hands moving here, is if you have to make a decision and you're sitting and you're looking at your electric bill or your car payment, electric bill does not report on your credit report unless you've gone into collection. But your car payment will always report. So what do you do if you want to build that score? You're going to pay the car and somehow pay your electric, even if you have to borrow the money from
friends. Or call the power company and work it out. They do work those things out. Let me ask you this. Do we still have that 0% for 60 days or 6 months or something? Are they still offering that in the credit industry anymore?
You know, they do. They offer that in the credit industry to pull you in. And the credit industry does not have, caps on the interest rate any longer. It's from the state where the billing comes from, not from your state of Florida. So once they get you there, and those 6 months afterwards, you can find you're paying in the high 20% on your loan.
Well, I'll tell you a little trick. I got this from somebody who spent a lot of years in the credit business. They were, and it kind of helped me out with it, too. We would take that zero interest for 6 months and take all our credit cards and throw it onto there. And then when that 6 months was up, we'd take another offer with zero interest and pay that card off and then put everything on the new card. And you keep switching those things around every 6 months, your credit score rockets to the
top. It does. But that doesn't really make
It may not be a good thing to do. I'm just saying that I did that.
Yeah.
And I was up at 840 on the credit score just from taking the card, paying it off, moving it to another card. Didn't really pay down any balances or anything. We just kept moving the money around. But look what it did for the credit score.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's not a good thing to do,
but,
right?
But no, it can work. You're working your credit score, and that's what we're talking about, to build it, because a lot of the common sense and logic has gone out of it. So you got to show a high score. So you were doing what was proper to make it happen.
And by the way, what is the highest credit score that you can have?
It's almost 900. It's in that very, very high 800s. And
880, 850?
Yeah, about in there, about 850. You don't see them often. You see 700s a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
And the high 700s is an excellent score. Most people never go over 800. But the high 700s, you can walk on water and get any kind of credit. Most loans will go to 620 to 660 today. Even though FHA allows a 580 credit score, most lenders put something over top of it, an overlay, so that they will only take a 620 score.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more of that when we come back. And we'll know what it takes to get your little piece of the American dream. And we have the person sitting in the studio that can make that happen for you. So stand by, because it's not about leaving. It's really about finding your way back. We just try to follow the sound of the bell. Where's that bell?
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to let you know that June, that's next month, is REACH's foreclosure month. Next month, REACH Radio will feature experts and counselors with the latest information about the guidelines and changes in the foreclosure process. Remember, next month and every show in June will feature foreclosure information. Be sure to tell your friends about this show. It's a special on-air REACH Radio workshop, and you can't miss out on that. So make sure you tell your friends about it. All right, Pat Tracy, thanks for spending your time with us and hanging on through the break. We were talking about some pretty neat stuff there, credit scores, right?
Right, Alan. And I have a couple illustrations. A couple we met with last week, just so you'll know. I was asking what happened with this particular debt, and it was a credit card. And the credit card had a balance that they disagreed with. So they didn't make the minimum payment. They didn't make any payment. They fought the credit card, and it just hit on their credit, and it took their credit down into the 500s.
Mm.
The thing to do would be pay your minimum payment, keep it done while you fight, so that you don't want to pay something, and you can always prove that you shouldn't have, but don't run your fight and say, I'm holding back my money until you correct this, because it will only fall back on you.
Yeah, and there's nowhere that you can go and say, well, the reason I was late was because they weren't right with my numbers and my score. Doesn't matter.
Exactly. Another one that we recently helped, and I don't know if you know the difference, Alan, between a soft pull and a hard pull credit report.
That sounds like taffy to me.
Okay, well, here's the story. When you go into a mortgage company or a bank, they're going to do what's a hard pull. Nonprofits such as REACH have the ability to do a soft pull. It will not hurt your credit score. It's to enable the nonprofit to work with you.
Oh, okay. So what you're talking about is every time someone checks your credit score, a little point comes up.
Oh, they deduct it from your points. You have too many inquiries. But that will not happen when you go to your nonprofit. There's a special pull that they can do, which is a soft pull, that can help you get into place to buy something. So I think that's important. I wanted to tell you another illustration. We had a client that paid their car payment on time, every time, for 60 months. And as you know, the very last payment is not a full payment. It's a little bit of a payment. It's not your regular. They thought the thing was paid off, went to buy a home, and their very last payment was late, which took their score down by 100 points. And it was going to stop them purchasing a home, even though they had paid a $600 car payment every month for 60 months.
And never missed.
Never missed. So we, and that was the only derogatory item on the credit report. So we wrote, and it was Honda. We wrote Honda. We talked to them. The first people we hit said, oh, it would be illegal for us to change your credit report. There's no legality there. No one even has to report your credit. And so we pointed that out. We told them what was happening, that we were trying to help this individual get a home. And we had to go up to the corporate office. But miraculously, Honda corrected the report.
Oh, nice.
And took it off, and the score went back up. But you can imagine, if you paid 5 years perfectly, that one blip could just hurt you in buying a home today.
You know, we talked about that before, just in your home mortgages. What do you do when you're in a home for 10, 15 years, you make your payment on time every month, then you lose your job.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got 15 years equity, and you're stuck again. This credit stuff is really, really difficult. You have to stay on top of that, folks.
You really do. And when you stay on top of it, you know, that kind of brings you to debt collectors. And what can debt collectors actually do? They can't call you before 8 o'clock in the morning or after 9 o'clock at night, your time. Doesn't matter where their time is. So just keep that in mind. It's called the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, covers personal, family, and household debts, including the money you owe on a personal credit card, an auto loan, a medical bill, and your mortgage. So just remember, you can't be hounded before 8 nor after 9, but they can call you a lot in between.
How about calling at the office? Are they allowed to do that?
They're only allowed to do that if you don't say you're not allowed to call me at the office.
So you have to tell.
You have to tell them not to call you. You have to also, you might want to talk with them and see why they're calling you and what it's about. But you can put together a letter and send to them and tell them not to call you at home. You have to be able, that you can verify it, or not to call you at work or home. But you have to send it certified, and then they have to stop calling you. If you've sent a certified letter, you know they have it, they can be reported for breaking this law.
Even if they're out of the country? Because I know some guys that run these phone rooms down in Costa Rica, and they say, we're in Costa Rica, it doesn't matter.
Oh, it matters a lot, because they're calling in the U.S.
Right,
okay?
So it's your time, your place, that's the 8 to 9 o'clock window.
Right, and very often when debt collectors used to call, and this is why they now have that Consumer Finance Bureau, they would say they're going to report you to the IRS, you're going to go to jail. We are not a society that jails you for debt, so none of that is true. Now, you should pay your debts, but there are certain ways and things to protect you that have been put in place. So be sure you use those.
All right. Well, we're speaking with Pat Tracy. She is the executive director of Reach. And we will be right back with her in just a few moments. But right now, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Pat Tracy will cover some programs and classes that Reach offers home buyers. And after that, our house segment could save you big bucks as Carlton Thompson's Reach Radio's resident pest control freak tells us how to avoid termite damage. And of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how this house can become your home. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, transmitting from a small building near a Cumin rum factory, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our factory-approved news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you very much, Alan. Hurricane season starts tomorrow, and you can save a bunch of money if you start stocking up on supplies now, this week, during Florida's hurricane preparedness sales tax holiday. It's going on now through next Saturday. Now, a lot of people wait until a storm threatens to prepare, and they have to contend with crowds and picked over goods and, in many cases, higher prices. If you plan ahead, you can save time and money and frustration. Eligible items during the tax holiday include flashlights, lanterns, and candles for $20 or less, batteries in all sizes for $30 or less, and things like tarps and tie-down kits and radios for $50 or less. If you need a portable generator, here's a hint, you do. Pocket up to $45 in tax savings on units that sell for $750 or less. Now, Lowe's and Home Depot are offering sales that stack up nicely with tax savings. Water and non-perishable goods, of course, are at the very top of your list. Now, through July 31st, Publix is offering a free $10 gift card when you buy $30 in canned goods or water or batteries or other supplies that are listed on the back of their weekly circular. CVS stores list a free $10 gas card with a purchase of $30 in participating products through Saturday. Eligible goods there include Zephyr Hills water, mix and match items on your storm supply list, and you will get a free gas card from CVS. Let's hope you don't have to put that gas in your generator this year. A Palm Beach County address grew more valuable this year, but that means that property tax bills will likely go up as well. Taxable property values of homes and businesses countywide increased nearly 7%, up to $138.8 billion, according to estimates released by the tax appraiser, Gary Nicolitz. That's the third year in a row of rising property values and another sign of a local economic recovery following the South Florida real estate slump during the Great Depression. Delray Beach and Boynton Beach property values rose even higher by percentage than countywide values did. Delray Beach taxable property went up 9.4% to $7.2 billion, and Boynton Beach's value increased 8.2% to $42 billion. Boca property values went up 5%, according to the property appraisers office. Now, South Florida single-family home prices were back to mid-2004 levels in March and April. They were up 16% from the same time in 2013. Although South Florida is near its mid-2004 price level, it is still 35% lower than it was in December of 2006. Sometime during the month of June, the 100,000 Home Campaign, an initiative launched 4 years ago to help communities around the country place 100,000 chronically homeless people and veterans into permanent supportive housing, expect to announce that they have reached their goal. It's a significant milestone. It means that many American cities are currently on track to end chronic and veteran homelessness by the end of the decade or earlier. The campaign, which is coordinated by Community Solutions and works in partnership with the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the Department of Veterans Affairs, and the United States Interagency Council on Homelessness, has helped to shift the way homeless organizations and agencies around the country set goals, how they measure progress, and how they prioritize individuals and coordinate their efforts to house people who are living on the streets. Florida has the nation's highest foreclosure rate again, even though it was lower than the same time last year. The research firm RealtyTrack reported last week that Florida's foreclosure rate was the highest in the nation, despite being down 9% from April of 2012. And a judge has turned down actor Burt Reynolds' request to throw out a foreclosure on his Florida home. Bank of America, that contends the actor hasn't made a mortgage payment since September of 2010 on his Hobe Sound home on the 16,000 block of South Federal, a Martin County judge ruled in favor of Bank of America, allowing them to foreclose on Mr. Reynolds. He allegedly fell behind on mortgage payments on his waterfront Hobe Sound home, known as Valhalla. And local cops made a rather unusual find during a drug bust at a Port St. Lucie home, an obese raccoon in a zip-tied shut bird cage, according to Channel 25 News. Cops said they also found several rabbits, a snake, and two kittens at the home of David Watson. Watson's mother came up from Miami to care for most of the animals. The raccoon was transferred to a wildlife shelter in Jupiter, and now Mr. Watson gets his very own cage, courtesy of the Sheriff's Department.
I wonder if that's ziplocked. Well, it sounds like that guy was like an animalistic drug dealer or something like that. That's kind of crazy.
Odd.
But I'm really concerned about Burt Reynolds. Sorry to hear that he is playing that game, huh?
Well, we don't know that he can't pay it. We just know that the bank says he didn't.
Well, what did we just talk about, keeping your credit score up and all that stuff? You have to pay it anyway, right? Well, thanks for the news, Steve. We appreciate that. All right, Pat Tracy, executor of Reach, she had to leave the studio, but we told her if she left, you know, being on Reach Radio is so cool. that you like need a tank of nitrogen just to warm up a little bit. So she decided to stay and share her incredible real estate knowledge with you, our listeners. So, Pat, thanks for hanging out a little extra. I know you're busy. You got a lot of things to do today, right?
Thank you, Alan. I do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to my grandson's little ballet performance tonight in Miami, so I'm excited. But
that's cool. Where's that going to be?
It's in Coconut Grove. I'm not sure of the location, but it's in Coconut Grove.
So close enough. That's a great place to be, by the way, you know. Right. And you know, we were talking, you heard the news there, we talked about Florida still being the number one foreclosure state. I guess if you're going to be number one at something, it might as well be that, right?
You got it. You got it. Which brings us kind of back to debt collectors again. We need to be there, right?
Perfect.
So I want to say what they can't do, just for a minute. They can't falsely claim that they are attorneys or government representatives. They can't falsely claim that you have committed a crime. They can't falsely represent that they operate or work for a credit reporting company. They can't misrepresent the amount you owe, indicate that papers they send to you are legal forms if they aren't, and indicate papers they send to you aren't legal forms if they are.
Well, we need to apply that to our politicians.
Debt collectors also are prohibited from saying that you'll be arrested if you don't pay the debt, that they'll seize and garnish your property unless they intend to do so. Legal action will be taken against you if they don't intend to legally take action against you.
All right. Well, here's the important part. If they say any of that to you, what recourse do you have?
Well, you can report them. And what happened, report them would be going on a stack of government papers and forms where you may never be contacted again, except when the financial crisis hit. You still report them to the same bureaus, Alan. You can report them to your Attorney General's office, the Fair Trade Commission. But a new group is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And you can go online, and this is where they get most of their reports today. It goes in on debt settlement and debt collection. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau helps the individual. Before that, we had just the government papers, and the slower they were, actually, the bigger and more profitable the collection companies were or the banks were, because nobody looked at these issues and if they were being unfairly done. And because Elizabeth Warren set that in her mind that people ought to have a protection, average blue-collar people also who were being defrauded like this ought to have some protection, she had this little brainchild that she wanted to set up the Consumer Protection Bureau.
And who is Elizabeth Warren?
Right now, she's a senator in Massachusetts.
There
but
you
at
go.
That time, she was a Harvard professor.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought that this should work for people because she heard stories across the country. And as the foreclosure crisis hit and she would go places and hear how people were being abused, she thought there ought to be something for them. The idea of this protection bureau was not taken well, as you can imagine. A lot of Wall Street and bank money went into lobbyists to fight it because they didn't want something like that coming that would quickly relate to the people and help them out and look into it if it was a not a good issue.
Well, that would cramp their style.
Absolutely. But with a lot of infighting and so much political infighting that she could not be named as head of this because she had to be so vocal to get it to come about. This was set up in 2000, I believe it was 2010, part of the Dodd-Frank group. And so it's a wonderful, in fact, when we were in Washington a couple weeks ago, we saw the building there where they are now placed. And the response to people and the money back to people, because before this this was set up, you know that if somebody was found to have violated it, there was only dollars that went to the government.
Right.
Now, when you see, and even though it's been small amounts of money, but when you see monies refunded to the consumer over these problems, that comes from the Consumer Protection Bureau.
Right. So don't let these guys intimidate you when they call, guys or girls, when they call you and try to intimidate you. There is a course of action that you can take and put a stop to their Illegal? Could we say that? Is it too strong?
If it is illegal, yeah. And if it's not done properly, it can be legal debt owed, but not trying to collect it properly,
right.
Or calling you at midnight to wake you up and harass you. Those reports should be made.
Right, and you have to watch. These guys, sometimes they're just ruthless. I have a friend of mine who was contacted by them, and they flat told him, what's wrong with you? Why don't you go out and get a job? Why don't you pay your bills? What kind of a person are you? And I thought, my gosh, how can they talk to somebody like that?
And they can't. So those are some of the things that should be reported. Also, the consumer, if you go online to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, you will see designated areas where you can report problems with your mortgages, problems with debt, problems with credit bureaus. And one thing, Alan, I wanted to bring up that I almost forgot, what do you think happens with that credit report when you go in that's pulled?
They give it to everybody except your preacher?
No. The credit bureau feels that they now own your report, though you paid for it. So they sell it.
Oh,
and
no.
They sell it in bulks of like credit score numbers. So if you're trying to get a hold of somebody and get their last dollar, and this also was a reason the Consumer Federal Financial Protection Bureau was set up, is I want to get only the credit scores that are in the 500s to 599. And now I want to send them a credit card offer that you're approved. And you get 3 months free. What do you think is going to happen to that person who obviously has some problems already and they're now getting free credit for a few months? And what kind of interest rate is the card going to bear after they take it?
The big one.
The big one.
29.9%.
And with huge penalties if you don't pay. So all of a sudden you can start out with a card that you owe maybe $200. And in no time, it's over 1,000, and you could never, ever get out of it.
Wow.
So, in my opinion, such an outrage that you pay for an item, they pull it, banks use it to underwrite you, but then the credit bureau itself can take and sell that and make additional fees off of you.
They are the original data miners. So I guess that's what they do, right? The IRS does the same thing.
So if you ever wondered after you make a loan application, how did this group get my name and number? How did they know about me? Or after you go out to buy a car, it's right there. They found you, and they're going to take what they can. So you have to look at it as them trying to get as much money as they can, you trying to hold on to your money. So you have to actually just be very wise with what you accept.
Is there any way to opt out?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can opt out, but you cannot opt out of them selling. Mm-hmm. You're going to be sold. Mm-hmm. So then they can check the opt out to call you, but not to mail you something.
Wow.
Okay? So you won't get a phone call at home, but you sure can get a lot of offers in the mail.
Right. Well, listen. If I opt out of something, I take the flamethrower down. You know, I don't want to get into the stuff we did back in the 80s, but, you know, data mining is not a new thing. It's been done since the first computer was invented. So let's take a trip right down to Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. Pat, hang on. We have some more things to talk about. Don't leave yet. Right now, it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by, guess who? Pat Tracy and Associates. And her phone number is 561-351-8000. Now, don't call her right now. She's on the air with us. But 561-351-8000. Now, this beautiful property is at 1825 Palm Cove in Delray Beach, Florida. This beautiful one-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath rental unit is unfurnished, freshly painted with stainless steel appliances, and really big closets. It's equipped with a washer and dryer in the unit, and there's a big screened-in porch. Can't beat that. The property is located in a nice community, Vereno at Delray, with lots of amenities such as a bike and jog path, a clubhouse, pool, exercise room, picnic area, and tennis courts. As I said, this is a rental property. You can Google Maps this location. It's 1825 Palm Cove in Delray, Florida, and take a look. It's a beautiful one-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath rental unit. Again, it's unfurnished, freshly painted with stainless steel appliances and, like I said, really big closets. To make this a spotlight a home of the week yours, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. I guess I could say it's brought to you by you, right?
You got it.
Well, like I said, don't call her now. She's on the air. And don't forget to press zero when you get there so it gets forwarded to the correct person. All right, we've said this before, and I guess it's time to say it again. And even me, the one who just said it, Reach Radio staffers would like to say it again. Thank you for joining us every Saturday. We do appreciate guys like Lloyd. I know he's out there. Tim up in Jacksonville's hanging out. And I know we have regular listeners, and we appreciate that. And just to let you know, this is our first show of the new season. We've been on the air for 1 year. At 1 year and one show. So, yay! There we go. Well, that's the way we roll here. And if you wanted to check out our website, the show website, not reachforhousing.org, but the actual show, that is it's reachradioshow.com. You can check out the Home of the Week, or you can listen to past shows. So,
our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Oh, that means it's time for our house segment. And joining us today is Reach Radio's resident pest control freak and all-around happy bugger, Carlton Thompson. Carlton, welcome back.
Hey, congratulations on a year, Alan.
Ah, thank you. And you've been part of that. You've been on the show many times. We appreciate your knowledge and the information you bring us. You know, your people tell our people that you've been traveling to the West Coast for some termite knowledge. How's that working out?
Well, you know, there's termites all over, but you go there and you can find some in big numbers over there.
Hey, what's a termite look at? You know, I know what a thermite is, but I don't know about a termite. What do they look like? How do they get into our homes?
Well, the subterranean termite's a big problem here. A lot of people think not. There can be up to 20 colonies in a single acre.
How many?
They look about 20.
Wow.
They can be about the size of a piece of rice is what they look like. They only have two body segments, not three like an ant. So if you're questioning it, that's what you want to look for.
What do you mean body segments here? Are we getting out of bounds or what?
Yeah. Well, an ant has three. So when you're looking at the termite, he's only going to have two, and he's going to be milky white.
Ah.
If he's eating dark wood, he might be a little darker.
I'm not going to touch that. So how do we know if they're in our house?
Well, the one way to do it is just take a small screwdriver around all the baseboards and any entryways, you know, doorways and things like that.
Inside the house.
Yeah. Anywhere where the foundation is, got an adjoining foundation to it or a crack, anything like that, they can get through. And just tap it around. You don't have to bang it into the baseboard. It'll collapse if there's termites in there. They've done ate the wood.
Oh, because the wood's rotted.
Well, it's not rotted. It's gone.
Well, oh, yeah. Well, they eat it away. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll just have a paint shell, basically.
Wow. So. And are they hard to get rid of?
They can be, yeah. I would recommend getting an annual inspection and getting a policy from a reputable pest control company in your area.
Right. Yeah, you talked about, is that the insurance you were talking about?
Yep, and what you want to make sure is that they have a repair guarantee. That's what you really want. That way, if something happens, they can be responsible to get that damage fixed for you. Because even if they do a great job, I've seen some crazy things. And
yeah, you've been on both sides of that fence. Yeah.
Yeah. They can sometimes get in no matter what. So
you
want to make sure you have a good replacement, repair policy in place. And they'll come do an annual inspection for you.
And do you get those policies from the pest control company?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Now
I tell you what, when they come through, they kind of got a bad rap sometimes. It looks like they're not doing much for a couple $100 a year or something. I'm telling you, it's worth it. When termites come in and do $20,000 worth of damage in your interior walls, what's $200 for a year?
Right, exactly. Now, you told me on the phone the other day that termites, if they found just the smallest crack in your foundation, even if you had metal studs in the wall and the drywall and everything, that they could tunnel up to 60 feet.
Yeah, well, they don't tunnel. They actually build a mud tube, keeps them moist.
Ah, okay.
And they can climb up about 60 feet vertically to find wood. So I hope you have concrete block, metal studs, and metal all through the roof and the rafters, because they'll get there.
And they'll go up and eat your roof, right? And then that'll be the end of your roof.
Yep.
Wow, my wow. And is there anything you can do out in the lawn to, you said there's like 20 nests per acre or something like that. Anything you can do to spray out in the lawn that would stop
Not
them from?
Not really. What you want to do is create a barrier around the foundation of the home. That's what a pest control company will be able to get done for you.
Is that a chemical barrier or a physical barrier?
A chemical, yeah.
Okay, so, and what would, if you went to a pest control company, how often would they come out and spray for that?
It depends on what product they're using. Anywhere, they'll retreat anywhere from every 5 to 10 years. But, you know, leave that up to them, and, you know, they're the professionals, and keep up on their termite bond with you.
Right.
And you won't have anything to worry about.
Now, you have no dog in this fight. You're up in Ocala, Florida, and you're not trying to sell us anything. So the best advice for termite control is?
Get a reputable pest control company out there, and in my personal opinion, have your home wrapped with Termidor. All the professional companies will know what that is.
Termidor, okay.
Yep.
We got it. Well, you have been great. We appreciate you coming on and giving us the information that homeowners need to know, and you know, we're looking for you to come back again.
Anytime, Al.
You got it. Thanks.
Hey, congratulations again.
Thanks. All right. When we return, Pat Tracy rejoins us with the latest development on the politics of home buying in the real estate industry. So get your recording devices ready, but don't press the button if you can't swim the tide. Here we go. Ain't got no home.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know blade wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing jefe, with a special message for first-time home buyers. If you're looking to buy a home, you're tired of paying rent, and purchasing that home is on the top of your to-do list, then you should know about Reach's first-time home buyer workshops. The next workshop is on Sunday, June 22nd, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. And while you're on the phone with them, ask about the many other workshops and personal training programs that they have to offer. Their Credit Builder workshop will show you how to repair damaged credit and get you on the right road to a higher credit score. And we talked about how important those credit scores are. Just to let you know, Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. Call them today, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So we've covered all the books. Well, Pat Tracy, it looks like it's your turn to cover Mort's Minute. You know, we have about a month's supply of them left over there. Mort's been on vacation, I guess. And we're going to ask you to tell us what the rant category today is.
The rant category today, Alan.
Student loans.
Student loans. You've got it.
How did I know that?
There is a bill that has been introduced, and I want to give you a little background on it. Sometimes individuals cannot buy homes because their student loan is so high with their car payment, and the low earnings of some college students that it doesn't allow for you to even qualify for a home loan. So that's really sad. And because it's defeating, one in seven individuals defaults on student loans in the first 3 years. Student loans cover 40 million people. And in between 2007 and 2012, it gave a $66 billion profit to our government off the high rates on student loans.
Well, how wonderful for them.
Yes. And if you look at the Palm Beach Post today, you'll see an article that says the four-year college graduate puts an additional $500,000 over lifetime into our economy. So on the backs of those poor people that are paying so much money, if they get a good job after their 4 years, they're putting money back into the economy. So again, Elizabeth Warren has put forth a bill that says, let's allow those student loans to be refinanced, like you can refinance your car, businesses refinance, people, like you said, the zero credit cards.
Right.
People have done things to improve their financial situation, but most often student loans are locked in loans and you can't do anything about them. So if people could just refinance, there would be more cash flow, which would come into the economy and better help the student feel better about themselves and help the economy grow. So I think that's an important bill. And to offset, because you always have to offset the loss of $66 billion that the government has created over that time on the backs of our students, she is proposing that it run along with what's called the Buffett rule, and that they increase taxes on the highest 1% a little bit so that it will enable these students not to carry this burden and just allow us to refinance our student loans. So we're hoping and watching that that bill will pass, and if you have opportunity to talk to your senators, congressmen, whatever, let's make sure we talk about the student loans and passing the new bill that was just introduced May 6th.
Right. Plus, there's another issue. Even if you're going to school to become a doctor, you've got a huge student loan because of that. Then when you get out, you still have to make those payments. Well, a young doctor's practice doesn't immediately become enormous. They have to work their way up. So while they're trying to struggle their way up the ladder to get a good client base, they're still having to make those big payments.
Right, and even if you have your loans deferred, interest still accrues. So you're growing while you think you have a little bit of opportunity, and a lot of the student loans also give the student the ability to have funds to live on.
Right.
So it's a tough thing. So we're hoping that this will pass and that students can be treated like all others that can refinance their loans.
Right. And those loans are in the 9% category, right?
You got it.
Woohoo! All right. Well, that's all the time left to us today. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. And we also want to thank our guest, Pat Tracy.
Thank you,
she
Alan.
Was great. I was going to say guest, but you were the whole show because this is our anniversary show. Check out the show website at reachradioshow.com or reachforhousing.org. We'll get you there. A hat tip to you for listening to us on the iHeartRadio app. We'll see you next Saturday live from 12 to 1. Tell your friends about the show.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. I'm a lonely boy.